Dogs Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Hey folks, what's up? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Darren Harris, and this is my program. Today, I'm talking about marriage and whether or not your marriage is your priority. And if it's not, why it's okay that it's not your priority, not your, like, your whole priority. Now, don't get me wrong. Your marriage is definitely one of those things that is absolute and an absolute priority. But there are some things that you have to make a priority in order for those things in your marriage to work. And what I mean is you and your partner, you have got to be complementary to each other. Okay? That's the first part that I believe you have to start inspecting when you're doing these things. If you cannot listen, then you're going to have an issue in your relationships. Don't force anything. People force so many aspects of their relationship until the point where it doesn't feel natural, or it feels like the passion or whatever brought you two together is wearing down. And that is where a lot of people today are starting to end up, where I don't really click with this person, or it was good in the beginning and now it's not really, now it's kind of fizzling out. So why is that? And there's a lot of different reasons, and I'm not going to go through all the reasons, but the thing that you have to remember are the priorities that make your relationship what they are. One of the first things that is one of the greatest priorities is your mental health. Okay? Now, a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean by your mental health? You gotta have good mental health in order to have a really successful relationship. And you noticed I'm talking about marriage. I'm talking about marriage, not necessarily a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I'm talking about like somebody that you've married, that you've decided to commit your life to for the rest of your life. Okay? Now, a lot of people don't take it seriously. And a lot of people have contingency plan when they get married. Now, when I got married, we just had our anniversary a couple of days ago. And that's why I'm actually doing this podcast, because I had to sit down and ask myself, what are the important things of my marriage? What am I willing to do in order to make sure that my marriage lasts? Because, I mean, I hear stories all the time. People met married 3 years, 4 years. They don't get along anymore. And all of a sudden, the marriage is over. You know, 4 or 5 years, and the marriage is over. I don't want that. You know, I really don't want that. So for me, I had to sit down and explore what I could do in order to do my part in our relationship. So we all know that communication is huge. So we make it, it is a must that we conversate with each other. It is a must that we conversate, not just about, you know, like life-changing stuff, but I'm talking about just random shit, random everyday shoot the breeze shit. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be friends with your person. It is good to be friends. And it's important to spend time as friends, not just as intimate lovers, because that comes, especially if you cultivate a good friendship. One thing I can say about my wife and I is we have an excellent friendship. On top of that, my wife is my best friend. I mean, like for real, we are inseparable. We do everything together. We don't care what it is. We don't want like, oh, there's never like a guy's night out or a girl's night out. There's never any of that, because we just choose to be around each other because we complement each other so well that everything we do just feels incredibly natural. So if there's something cool that I'm going to experience, I don't want to really experience it unless my wife can experience it with me. That right there bonds us more together. The fact that we spend all the time, all of our off moments, we're probably one of those rare couples who really don't spend a lot of alone time. Our alone time involves each other. You know, every now and then, you know, she might sit over and read a book, or I'll sit over here and play a game or make a beat or something like that. But for the most part, everything we do together. And that strengthens our relationship. That has deepened our relationship so much because we find out that we have a bunch of things in common. And that's one of the things that is super important, is having things in common. I mean, I don't care what happens in your relationship. You have to have things in common in order to be able to have some sort of validity to your relationship. If you don't have any things in common, it's going to be hard. Sexual compatibility, in my opinion, is bullshit, because people fuck strangers. I mean, they'll straight up fuck strangers. So that to me has no bearing on the longevity of a relationship. Now, it's good in the beginning and it starts and, you know, everybody's like, wow, and there's fireworks and all kinds of shit and everybody's naked all the fucking time, and that's cool. But after a while, what you got after that? If you don't have anything outside of that, then your relationship really begins to deteriorate. So you have to make sure that you have something else besides that. You know what I mean? So, you know, these important things that we look for, you know, are these important things that we try and implement in our relationships, they sometimes elude us because of real life, because of work, because of, you know, my show is on, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm listening to my favorite podcast, whatever the fuck it is. Sometimes our relationships take the second chair to things in life. Now that is not good. Okay, when your marriage starts taking second chair to shit in your life, then it's a problem. You know what I mean? You have to want to do something about that. You have to want to break away from your life to preserve your relationship. And really not the other way around. You don't want to break away from your relationship to preserve your job. You don't want to do that, because at the end of the day, your job really doesn't give a fuck about you. I mean, really, I don't care how many, you know, bonuses they give you. I don't care how much they pat you on the back, or I don't care how many employee of the month plaques you have sitting behind your desk. At the end of the day, you fuck up 2-3 times, you done. You know, you fucked up in the game around here. You know, you get written up 1 too many times and it's over. Your marriage is supposed to be forever. The person that you choose is supposed to be that person for you forever, through thick and through thin, no matter what. So you have to learn that in this situation, I mean, it's like this for me. It may not be like this for anybody else, but it's like this for me. There is nothing that I'm doing that is more important that I can't break away to help my wife with something, or to listen to my wife, or to do something with me. There's nothing like, I do it like this. When I'm done working, you know, I'm done working, okay? I clock the fuck out. I'm done. I'm trying to clock the fuck out. I'm this guy. Oh man, I gotta hurry up so I can get to my wife. I'm not the other way around, man. I just want to work a little bit more. I'm trying to get done so I can be over here, because I don't want to work a little bit more, because I want to be with my wife. I want my life with my wife to stand out more than my work life. And a lot of times it's the other way around. People are so busy achieving and so busy going to get the bag that they neglect the person that they chose to be with. And what ends up happening is, when you neglect somebody too much, eventually the shit is over. I saw a post the other day. It was a pilot. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it was on social media. It was a pilot. And the pilot was gone. He came home. He was gone for a few days, I guess, a week or something. And he came home, and his wife had got a little German Shepherd puppy. And this motherfucker was livid. He was upset. So I commented, man, calm down. Be lucky it's a German Shepherd and not another man. And people lost their, he's going out and, you know, bringing home the bacon. He has to come home to another mouth to feed, more responsibility. Man, come on, man. Come on, man. You have to understand, if you're going to leave somebody, especially if you got a job like that, where you leave somebody on a regular basis, if you leaving somebody, man, you have to have like total and complete trust. But if you continue to come home, you know, and your wife is happy to see you, but the first thing you do is, when you get, instead of walk over to her and say, hey, baby, how you been? I love you. Now let's talk about the dog. Even if you're upset about it, the first thing you, when you walk in, especially after not seeing your wife for a couple of days, you know, in that situation, especially not seeing your wife for a couple, the first thing you do, man, is you walk in and you kiss your wife and you let her know that you missed her, you love her, and you appreciate her, unless you don't. And if you don't, then that's a conversation then you need to sit down and have with her. And if you're not trying to do that, then you're a fucking coward. Simple as that. You're lazy or you're a coward. One of the two. But you need to learn that when you're doing things like this, when you got a profession like that and you leave somebody alone like that, that all kinds of things can happen. So what do you need to do? You need to reassure that person that you are their person, so that they can reassure you. And like I said, of course, unless you don't give a fuck. If you don't care, then it doesn't really matter now, does it? But if you care, it's very important for you to show these people that you care, or show your person that you care. Show them that you care, that when you're gone, you think about them, or when they're gone, they think about you. Show that. So when they come home, if there's something like a dog, you know, maybe you don't like dogs and they got a dog anyway. Well, you got to look at it like this. Maybe this person is lonely, and instead of bringing home something that they're not supposed to, they just went and got a dog. You know what I'm saying? When you're gone, it's my dog. Maybe I'll take care of the dog. You don't even got to take care of the dog. You know what I'm saying? But I need something to occupy me while you're not here. You know what I'm saying? So it gets to be a little touchy, man. Especially like, you know, especially when you have people that are like two ships passing in the night. And I'll tell you what, that kind of hits close to home for me, because it was a time where I was working in restaurants a lot. I worked in restaurants a lot. My wife, she works 9 to 5. So I was working nights and weekends, and she was working 9 to 5 and off on the weekends. And it really was like two ships passing in the night. And we never had a full day together. You know, I never had a full day with my wife. I mean, I always had to, you know, get dressed for work, you know, at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. You know, we could get up and go do something, but I always felt like I was rushing and I didn't have no really good time and you know, with my wife. And I would try to, you know, opt for time. Oh, we really need you at the job. Yeah. And I would fall for that shit. And I would put my wife off. And this is before we were married, but it got to the point where it just was like, look, man, no, either you have to start being present in this relationship, or this relationship is going to find another relationship. You know, she's going to go find somebody else that could be there with her. That's going to be there 9 to 5. And when she gets off, and they're off on the weekends too. That's what I'm talking about. That's the things I'm talking about. But fortunately for me, you know, my wife is really literally my ride or die. She's my best friend. And she always, oh, it's okay. You know what I mean? And, you know, she would come up to my job. She would come there and sit at my job. And after a while, I'd be like, look, man, I have to have some time off. So I would talk to my boss. I talked to my boss, and they tried to give me a big deal about it. HR, oh, well, you know, we really need you. You know what? My family needs me. My wife really needs me. You know what I'm saying? And what do you need from me? You just need me to stand here and make sure people don't get so drunk. That's really what you need me for, to cash out some people at the end of the night. Make sure, you know, everybody is, you know, get home in order. That's all you really need me for. You don't really need me. My wife really needs me. Which brings me, I mean, you have to be there. You have to be there emotionally. You have to be there. You have to be connected enough to this person to be able to recognize when you're needed emotionally, physically, and in any capacity that you're needed in. You got to be able to figure it out. You got to be able to say, I have enough compassion and enough patience to sit down and hear about what is problematic, or what this person is having a problem with. You know, my wife and I, not too long ago, we had a fight. And we had a fight over something very, very simple, which was perception. We had a fight over perception, what she perceived that I was doing, which I wasn't. And I really didn't even know what she was talking about. And Okay, what happened was this. We were at Whole Foods, and we were looking around for some produce, and we were about to walk out of the produce section, and she said, do we need any other produce? So I started looking around the room. I'm looking around, and I'm naming off fruit. How about apples? No. How about oranges? No. How about, you know, limes? No. And when I right before I said my next line, she said, you can go ahead and look if you want to, and stomped off. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? No, go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead, but just make no mistake about it. I don't know what you're even talking about. And what she was talking about, I guess there was a woman that was also in produce that was in my line of sight that she thought that I was lallygagging and trying to observe or look at. And I don't get down like that. I just don't. I'm 54 years old. I don't need to get down like that. I was a bartender in New York City. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to get down like that. I've already gotten down like that. And it just doesn't hold any, I mean, I don't get excited about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if I was a younger dude, maybe, but I don't have time for that shit. I really don't. And the older you get, you realize how much you really don't have time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So we had a big, big fight about it. And I mean, really big, to the point where I was ready to walk home 50 miles. And I left the store. I threw the keys down. I put her phone down. And I left the store, and I walked out. And I walked out. And I walked. And I walked. And I walked my ass off for a while. And she called, and I wouldn't pick up the phone. And then she called a few more times, so I finally picked up the phone. And she started yelling, and I'd hang the phone up because I'm not going to take that. Simple as that. I'm just not going to take it because I know where I'm at in this relationship. Now, if you're having some issues about being insecure, what you need to do is learn how to communicate that, which she has. And since then, we've had a better time communicating about some things that we may be uncomfortable with. And that is another point. You have to be comfortable with discussing things that are not comfortable, but you have to do it in a way where you have tact, where you're not accusatory, as not to, you know, start fires in your relationship. You don't. That's the one thing you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot. You really don't. You don't want to beat up your teammate. You don't. Your wife or your spouse is your teammate. You know what I mean? Your lifelong teammate. You don't want to damage that, because when you damage that person, you damage yourself. And both of y'all damage. You got a damaged, fucked up relationship. You can avoid the damage a lot by sitting down and learning to communicate. Especially on a level where you're not yelling at each other. You got to be able to listen. You got to be able to listen without cutting someone off. Listen completely. Because if you can't listen completely, I guarantee it, you're missing something. You're missing something. You got to be able to listen.
One of the things that makes life so fun is that we all have different interests. The Delightfully Different podcast explores people who live life differently. I'm your host, Lexi Papadopoulos, an award-winning radio veteran. Whether it's a career, hobby, lifestyle, or kink, let's discuss it in a non-judgmental way. Some interviews include a furry, a drag king, a mermaid, and an animal communicator. Coming up, I'll speak with a shaman who has psychedelic retreats in Peru and paranormal investigators. Learn about lifestyles you never knew existed with the Delightfully Different podcast.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Yo, what's good, folks? Welcome back to the show. Talking about prioritizing your marriage. How to do that? How do you prioritize your marriage? Well, I got 20 things. I have 20 things that you can do to prioritize your marriage. Number one is check in, man. Check in with your person. Set aside some time to discuss your relationship and how you both feel about it. That is imperative. It's super key. My wife and I, we do it at least once a month, and it's kind of impromptu. We don't sit down and schedule time to sit down and talk about our relationship. We just let it kind of come out. If we're sitting at dinner or we might be watching TV, we just make sure, are you good? Is everything here good? And we just sit down, maybe have, 15, 20 minutes about how we feel about it, where we're going, and how we feel about where we're going. Number two, shared goals. If you can work together towards something common, like something financial, some sort of career goal, or even something personal, if you guys can work on that together, something shared, then that bonds. That makes your person feel like you put their needs like ahead of everything else. And that's the thing that deepens bonds. Number three, quality time. Dedicate uninterrupted time. Now, we all know that. Take your phone, put it away, put the video game away, stop watching makeup videos, and sit down. Turn the TV off. My wife and I, we like to go sit out on the front porch and we talk. We are always sitting out in the front porch. We make sure we do that because it does. It most definitely does. It helps us connect, and that's what we really want, is just connection. Physical affection is number four. Show affection. Laugh. You know, hug and kiss and, you know, grab ass, you know, grab and pinch titties or whatever you want to do. Blow in somebody's ear. You know, kiss your person. So many people are, when's the last time you stuck your tongue in your person's mouth? Huh? When's the last time you actually had a real passionate kiss? That's one thing that my wife and I, we made, and we stick to it. One thing we do is we kiss passionately every day. Every day. We kiss passionately every single day. I make sure I grab her by the back of her head and I try to put my tongue as far down her throat as I can. You know, and sometimes she'll come and do the same thing. And that's awesome. Acts of service, help each other with tasks and chores and all kinds of stuff like that to kind of alleviate some stuff. My wife works a lot. I podcast. You know, I'm going through therapy and other things, but my wife works. So I make sure that everything's done. So when she gets off work, she doesn't really have to do anything. So when she gets off work, she can relax. She can focus on relaxing I just got clocked out. Now I got to wash the dishes. Or I just clocked out. Now I got to mop the floor. All that stuff. So I try and make sure that, you know, I provide her some sort of help. You know what I mean? Surprise gestures. You can plan things that she doesn't know or he doesn't know. Plan stuff out. Because that right there, that puts smiles on people's faces. And it's good for the soul. To have a something that's a good surprise. A good surprise is always good for the soul. Open communications. Be honest and open with each other about your feelings. That is huge. You have to care. You got to be able to say it too. You got to be able to tell your person what your problem is. So many times, what's wrong, girl? Nothing. Don't do that. That's the worst thing you can do in any relationship. Hey, man, what's wrong with you? Nothing. That's the worst thing you can do. Nothing. If something is wrong, you motherfucking right something is wrong, and this is what's wrong. Now, you ain't got to be all militant about it, but you definitely want to tell your partner when you're having problems. That's how you resolve things. That's how you come to resolutions about things in your relationship. That's how you come to solid resolutions. Not just like, oh, we're gonna just end this for the night, but then, you know, in a couple of weeks gonna revisit this. You don't wanna do that. You wanna squash anything that comes in, you want to squash it out. And the way you squash it out is A, you be honest about your feelings, and B, you open up, and C, you listen. Okay? Shared hobbies. Find activities that you both like. If you like to roller skate, go roller skating. If you like to, me and my wife, we drive around the country. We like to drive around the country and look at property and, you know, just the countryside. My wife and I really love to do that. We do it all the time. It's her and I. We do it every single weekend, as a matter of fact. We're actually trying to find a piece of property, so we've been doing it a lot more lately, but we like to drive the countryside, and we stop at little farmers markets and maybe a little flower field, and we sit and we continue to talk. Have you noticed the theme of this is communication and talking? Because really, that's really all it is. That's how you prioritize, is you make it your priority by putting everything else second. Everything. I don't care what it is. Second. I got to meet a deadline at work. Yeah, second after my wife. Date nights. Date your wife, okay? When people get married, they stop dating. And when you stop dating is when that's the beginning of the end. Never stop dating. You know, I date my wife. Like, I mean, date your wife like you trying to get the mm-mm for the first time. That's how I do it. That's exactly how I do it. I'm trying to get it every day. Like, I just met her. What's up, girl? Where you going? Which every day I'm at my wife. You can ask her every single day. I try to treat that woman like I just met her. And like I'm trying to show her the greatest time in the world every day. And because of that, we rarely fight. We do fight. And I'm not going to say we don't fight, but we rarely fight because, A, we communicate a lot. And B, you know, hey, yo, where you going? You looking like that with them pants on. Yo, why don't you come here and take them off for a minute? And that's how we get down. We travel together. We adventure together. You know, we share responsibilities together. That is a huge thing. Share the responsibilities. You know, if somebody's got to pay some bills, you know, be involved. Don't just sit idly by. Oh, yeah. Okay. Be involved. Be involved. Be there. And this is a big one, too. Number 13 is be there emotionally. See, support each other emotionally. There's going to be times in your relationships where both of you are just, you've just crumbled. You know, I'm a prime example of that. I go to therapy and I take medication for anxiety and depression. I say that a lot, but it's the truth. But my wife is man, she is emotionally supportive if I've ever met anybody in my life. And because of that, I'm emotionally supportive to her. Anything she wants to do, I support her. Let's see. Number 14, personal growth. Encourage and support each other's personal development and growth. If she's like, I want to go to school, you know, yeah, girl, absolutely. How can I help you? You know, you'd be surprised. So many people, when somebody try to better themselves, people get jealous. People get jealous. Oh, you're trying to leave me. You're trying to do something without me, so on and so forth. No, I just want to be better. I just want to do some other things. I want to learn some stuff. Be open to that. Be nurturing of that. And they will appreciate that. And that's the truth. Number 16, celebrate milestones. When something happens that's like huge. My wife got a bonus not too long ago. Nah, it gets bonus all the time. But I made a big deal about it. And oh my goodness. And we went to dinner and so on and so forth. And I rubbed her back and blah, 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 blah. And you know, she really appreciated it. And because of that, she's always excited to tell me things about work. And I'm always excited to listen. A lot of people, I don't want to hear about what happened in your day. But I do. Actually, I want to hear what happened during the course of your day. Now, my wife works from home, so I pretty much know what happens during the course of her day. But it's always nice to sit and talk about it. Even though I know what's going on, even though I know what's happening, it's always nice to sit down and let her tell it to me. You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt anything. It just makes things stronger. Friendship is huge. Spend time together as friends. That is a big deal. Make sure you spend, you know, your wife, my wife, she's not just my lover, or she's my friend. My wife is my friend. If I have a problem, I can sit down with my wife and she'll give me advice like a friend would. The reason why is because she's my friend. She's my best friend. Respect each other's boundaries. That's another way you prioritize your relationship, by respecting each other's boundaries and need for alone time and space. Now, me and my wife, we're a little different because we're always together. We're pretty much inseparable. We are joined at the hip most days. But some people need their space. And you've got to be able to grant them their space without thinking that the world is coming to an end. A lot of people think that just because their partner wants to spend some time alone, that they're angry or they're not pleased with them for some reason. And a lot of times, some people just don't. They just want to be alone. They want to think about certain things to help themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. We have to be supportive of that. Number 19 is learn to forgive. That is big. Learn to forgive. Things, people fuck up all the time. People fucking up now. There's one thing, if you cheat, I mean, I forgive you, but this shit is over, okay? And it should be. If you cheat, that's what I'm saying. If you cheat, then there was problems in the first place that you should have spoke up about it. And the fact that you didn't speak up about it, you know what I'm saying? That makes it so that we can't do this no more. Okay? Because you had every opportunity to speak up and tell me what the problems in our relationship were. You were lonely, or you felt that I was being disrespectful, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you just, you know, fell out of love. Whatever it is, those things need to be communicated, because the last thing you want to do is be in a relationship where you're betrayed, because that just hurts you. That hurts that person. And for me, the last thing I want to do is hurt a person that I once, that I loved. You know, I mean, especially if it wasn't their fault, if it was me. So what can you do? What can you do? Those are all things that you can do to make sure that your relationship is your priority. But I will say, to me, and I've already said it, the number one most important thing, well above your marriage, is your mental health. And the reason why is because mental health is good and it fosters clear and effective communication, which is essential for healthy relationships. Empathy, being mentally healthy, allows individuals to empathize. You ever think about that? Empathy, man, it's serious. You got to understand your partner's perspective. You got to understand where your partner is coming from. You also have to have conflict resolution. And that's your mental state of being. If you have conflict resolution, I mean, it enables you to sit down with your partner and think rationally in times of turmoil. And when you're more grounded, you know, you just have better, like, resolution outcomes, like when you can think more clearly. Intimacy. Believe it or not, mental health affects libido. It really does. We know it affects emotional connection, but it also affects intimacy. Some people don't feel pretty. Some people feel inadequate. You know, I know there's a lot of guys out there that they feel inadequate. They feel like they don't pleasure their partner. And they feel anxiety, like their partner is going to leave them for someone that does pleasure them, or that they believe pleasure, you know, will pleasure them. And that creates a lot of anxiety in a relationship. But you have to understand this person chose you. Okay? You have to stop flying off the deep end, and you have to understand that there's always going to be somebody that looks better than you, and you have to be okay with that, and you have to trust that. And you also have to know that people are going to look around. People look around. There's people in your line of sight that you can't help that walked in front of your line of sight. There's attractive people everywhere. But what you have to understand, or what you have to convey to your partner, is that it's only about them. It's only about them. And right there, that creates a good mental state, good mental well-being. When somebody can be in a situation and have tunnel vision for their person. Like I said, there's people everywhere. People are going to look around. But I have tunnel vision for my wife. And I'm proud to have tunnel vision for my wife. And I thank her every day that we're able to sit down and do the things that we do. We're able to go the places that we go. We're able to communicate the way that we communicate. We're able to resolve our conflicts easily. We don't fight a lot, and we make it a point to be in love. And that is what it's about. That is how you prioritize your relationship, is you make it a point to be in love. You make it a point to maintain and cherish and nurture the love. Okay? Now, I know that's corny as hell, but I think I'm entitled One Corny Podcast. But I don't think this is real corny, man. I think it actually is. I mean, it helped me. If it doesn't help you, I get it. I understand. But it definitely helped me, man. It definitely helped me to be conscious of these things in my relationship, because I think I got a great relationship. I just had my second wedding anniversary this past week, and I love my wife more than I ever have. And people say it all the time, but it just gets stronger and stronger every day. And I'm so blessed, and I'm so thankful that she swiped right. So I think that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast, folks. Get with your person, man. Get with your person. Look them in their eyes. Tell them that they're important to you. Kiss passionately every day. Laugh and joke. Tell them how you feel. And I guarantee you, your relationships will be one of the relationships that will last the test of time. I promise. All right? I want to thank my parents for having me. And I want to thank my wife for giving me the most magical relationship I've ever had in my life. And it is a relationship that I will work tirelessly to preserve. I want to thank my best friend, Jesse Yandel, for putting me up to this. I want to thank Gentry Thomas for giving me the platform to do it on. And I want to thank everybody who has listened to my podcast, who isn't listening anymore, and the people who have not listened yet. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, and I will see you next week at the Darren Harris Podcast. All right? Peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.